Breathe upon this service tonight and let your children experience your help. Let every one of us experience your help. Let it be clear that we have not trusted you in vain, that our faith and our confidence is not in vain. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take it.
I have lifted up my eyes unto the Lord. I have come from the throne.
This word tonight as we read Romans chapter 4 verse 20. Father, I pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Let the eyes of our understandings be enlightened. Show us something we haven't seen before and let it translate into practical results to the glory of your name. Blessed be your name in the precious name of Jesus. Romans chapter 4.
I can't feel you. even when I cannot trace you, I still have faith in your word that you are always there for me.
Romans 4:20. He staggered not at the promise of God through faith, through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. I'm speaking quickly tonight on the subject faith levels and growth. Faith levels and growth. This may be one of the most important lessons you will ever learn on faith. Our objective is to understand the levels of faith, and second, to understand the growth of faith. There are two things scriptures make clear. Number one, that faith is in levels. And number two, that faith grows. Faith can be moved from level to level. We are not all at the same level of faith, so we are not all at the same level of result. We are not all at the same level of faith, so we are not all at the same level of impact. What are the levels of faith that we have? Level one is called no faith. No faith. In Mark chapter 4, verse 40, in the middle of the storm, Jesus said to them, "Why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" No faith. Luke chapter 8, verse 24 to verse 25. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, "Master, Master, we perish." Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, "Where is your faith?" They being afraid wondered, saying one to another, "What manner of man is this? For he commanded even the winds and water, and they obeyed him." No faith is the level where faith is zero. The level where faith is nowhere to be found. Where is your faith? Faith is zero. Faith is nowhere to be found in the face of confrontation, in the face of challenges. No faith is the level where faith has failed. It's like a car whose brake failed. At that time, it has no brake anymore. The brake failed. This car has no brake. It wasn't as if brake wasn't available, but the brake failed. Luke chapter 22, verse 31. He said, the Lord said to Simon, "Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." He said, "But I have prayed for you that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." No faith. When faith is zero, calamity is inevitable. Inevitable. If Jesus was not in the ship, when the disciples had no faith, they would have sunk neatly. No faith. When faith is zero, that is when people have completely given up on God. They don't believe God for anything. At this rate, they can backslide. At this rate, they can go to the native doctor to consult. At this rate, they can do any unbelievable thing. Because faith is zero at that time. That will never be your portion. In Jesus' name. The second level is the level that is called common faith. Common faith. Or the faith. Common faith. This is the level of baseline faith. Baseline. This is the faith that is available to everybody that is saved. It is from this level that we are expected to grow our faith. Baseline level. Common faith. That is the faith that made you confess Jesus as Lord and made you become a Christian. That is the faith you use to live normal Christian life. In Titus chapter 1 and in verse 4, Paul the apostle speaking to Titus said to Titus, my own son, after the common faith. The common faith is responsible for common salvation, for the common salvation, the general salvation. Jude chapter 1 verse 3, it refers to that. He said, Jude speaking, said, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for again the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Somebody following at all? That is saving faith, general faith. The faith that says, oh, Jesus is Lord, I believe. That faith that Bible says every one of us has been given a measure of faith. That proportion of faith, that measure. That is this common faith. That is the measure of faith. It's what the Bible calls the faith. That's why it calls Christianity the faith. Because that is, everybody is at equal level there. In Acts chapter 6 and in verse 7, a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. The faith, the baseline level of faith. Acts chapter 14 verse 20 also talks about the faith. The faith, the faith. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he came up and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city, they had taught many, they returned again. All right. Let's look at Acts chapter 24, verse 24. Acts 24 and in verse 24. We see again, and after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ Jesus. The faith. So this is that baseline faith. Unfortunately, many people become born again and stop at this level of the common faith and at this level of the faith. This faith brought you to Jesus Christ, but to experience the realities of redemption, the faith has to shift level. The faith has to grow. The faith has to move higher. And then that leads us to the realm of little faith. Level 3 is little faith. In Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 30, Jesus was talking about little faith. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Little faith. Matthew chapter 8 verse 26, in the midst of the storm, he was rebuking them. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. He rebuked the winds, O ye of little faith. Matthew chapter 14, verse 31. When Peter walked on the water, he saw the wind and began to sink. Immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did you doubt? O thou of little faith. That is the realm of little faith. Matthew chapter 16 and in verse 8, we saw again little faith. Jesus perceived the thoughts of his disciples. He said unto them, O ye of little faith, why do you reason among yourselves? Because you have brought no bread. Little faith. Little faith. Luke 12, 28. Again, we saw little faith there. And then, the same. If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? What is little faith all about? Little faith is faith that believes in God but still has some allowance for doubt. He believes in God, but believes the word, but there is allowance for doubt. There is a measure of doubt. That is believing God and coexisting it with doubt. Little faith is faith that is existing with fear inside. It was Peter who said, if you are the one, let me walk on the water. And he began to walk on the water by faith. And when he feared, he sank. Little faith is faith in God that is still exercising worry and anxiety. He said, why are you thinking of what to wear? O you of little faith. He believes more. He worries more. Believes God small. He fears small. Little faith is faith that has not been developed to maturity. Little faith is responsible for little results. Little faith is responsible for minimal impact. Little faith is responsible for minimal outcome. I pray in the name that is above every name, Jesus the resurrected Lord, somebody is shifting from that realm of little faith and shifting to a higher dimension of faith. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. From little faith, the next we have is called great faith. And it is as the name is, great faith. Matthew chapter 8 verse 10. When the centurion said to Jesus, you don't need to come into my house, speak the word alone, my servant shall be healed. Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. I haven't. Then the woman, the Greek Syrophoenician woman, who said the dogs will eat the crumbs from the table. When Jesus heard in Matthew chapter 15 and in verse 18, Jesus said, verse 8. Matthew 15:28. Sorry. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that hour. From that hour. Here is great faith. We saw the centurion's faith again in Luke chapter 7 and in verse 9 to verse 10. Luke chapter 7, verse 9 to verse 10. And when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at them and turned him about and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. Great faith. What is faith, great faith, all about? First, great faith is faith that believes in the integrity of the word of God. It believes in the integrity of the word of God. Speak the word. You don't need to come. Don't come. The word is enough for me. It believes in the integrity of the word. What is great faith all about? Great faith is faith that is not moved by sight. It is faith that is moved by light, not by sight. The woman refused. I'm not moved by Jesus coming physically. It doesn't make any difference. Let him just speak. I'm all right. Faith that is moved by light, not by sight. Thirdly, great faith is faith that will not take no for an answer. Call it stubborn faith. Resilient, pertinacious faith. Tenacious. Even the dogs. No, if you want, call me a dog. But I'm not going to leave you until you heal my daughter. I am not going to live here. Great faith is faith that obtains results for others. That is, that faith is at a realm where you are not just, the results you get are not just results for yourself. You have graduated to the realm where your faith is helping others. The centurion's faith healed his servant at home. The Greek Syrophoenician woman's faith healed her daughter at home. This is the realm of faith where you stand and trust God for the healing of another person. Your own faith gives you your own healing. But a higher level of faith goes beyond yourself to others. And I stand here today to announce to somebody, God is moving you by his power into this realm and level of faith. You believe, shout the loudest, amen. And everyone who came in here with an affliction, a disease, or a symptom, I declare they are deleted and arrested right now. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Wave your hands and give him the praise. So, we have no faith. Common faith. At times they stand the measure of faith on his own, but common faith, then little faith, and then great faith. Is there any level higher? Yes, one more. The faith of the Son of God. Call it the master's faith. Faith of the Son of God, that is the master's faith. Paul the Apostle referred to it in Galatians, the faith of the Son of God. Galatians chapter 2 and in verse 20, he said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by, not my own faith now. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I exercised my faith until I came to the point where the faith of the Son of Man took over. That's what Paul is saying. I came to the point where if you see me functioning, it was not my faith working anymore. Am I communicating? Two people made reference to that faith. Paul the Apostle referenced that faith.
And Peter referenced that faith. When Peter raised the crippled man at the beautiful gate, and the people were watching the miracle, Peter said something in the book of Acts chapter 3 and in verse 16. He said, back up a little bit to verse 14 maybe. He said, but you deny the Holy One and the just and desire the murderer to be granted unto you. And then he said, go on and kill the Prince of Life whom God has raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. Now he said, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him. This is not Peter's faith now. This is not John's faith now. This is his own faith now. Flowing through us, flowing through me, gave this man perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Ordinary faith produces ordinary miracles. Little faith produces little miracles. Great faith produces great miracles. But the faith of the Son of Man produces notable miracles. This miracle particularly that is called, that happened by the faith by the Son of Man was called notable miracle. Acts chapter 4 verse 16, he said, he referred to this miracle and he said, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem. And we cannot deny it. Notable miracle. Miracle that cannot be ignored. Miracle that no devil can deny. It's called notable miracle. The faith of the Son of Man walking through Peter produced notable miracle. Walking through Paul produced special miracles. Acts chapter 19, verse 11. And God wrought special miracles. God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. So that from his body we are brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Oh, this is incredible. When special miracle, when the faith of the Son of Man is to operate, a man merely becomes a vessel. You come to the point where, here am I, Lord. Move through me. Touch through me. Talk through me. Minister through me. Even believe through me. Then you come to the point where you stand by and you are watching God moving. Even you yourself, you are a spectator. You are watching things in your life, in the environment where you are. You watch God move. Things are now happening not at the frequency of man, but at the frequency of God. But this faith of the Son of Man does not function in people who are alive. It functions in people who are dead to self. I am crucified with Christ. So as I am living now, I am not the one living. It is Christ living inside me. And since he is inside me, his faith is alive. This faith of the Son of Man cannot work in arrogant people. It can't function in proud people, fraudulent, crooked people. It cannot manifest in people who will take the glory for the move of God. They are dead and God is alive. These are levels of faith. Beginning from the level where faith is flat to the level where the faith is the master's order of faith. At that level, things happen at the frequency of the master. Whatever Jehovah can do is happening. Whatever he wants done is getting done. Whatever only God can do is happening. And how you know that the faith of the Son of Man is at work?
It produces results that captures territorial attention.
You see, they said the whole of Jerusalem is filled. Everybody in Jerusalem was aware of the miracle of this cripple. It captures national attention, territorial attention, regional attention. That is, God is doing something through you that the village cannot be ignorant of. The nation cannot be ignorant of. Your region cannot be ignorant of. Your territory cannot be ignorant of. I speak to someone by prophecy here tonight. God is about to do something in your life, and people that know you will know that God is at work. Your family cannot claim ignorance. Your community cannot claim ignorance. Your region cannot claim ignorance. Your territory cannot claim ignorance. Your nation cannot claim ignorance. You believe that, shout the loudest. Amen. Somebody shout, do it, Lord.
Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Is anybody getting anything here tonight? Listen. When we talk about levels of faith, there are two dimensions of it. The dimension of size and the dimension of strength. Faith has size and faith has strength.
What we dealt with now are the sizes. Zero faith. Common faith. Then we move to little. It's not too big, it's little. Then we move to great. Then we move to the mega, the master. The big cup. The big one. So that is size. But beyond that, faith has strength. And the strength is only two. Faith can be weak or strong. So, as we have little faith and great faith and common faith and master's faith, we also have weak faith and strong faith. If you read Romans chapter 4 from verse 17, yes. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed. Even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who again so believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith. That's weak faith. He considered not his body now dead when he was about 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. So there is weak faith and there is strong faith. All right, listen, this is how you understand it. Consider little faith like a little boy. And see two little boys, the same age, the same height. But one is stronger than the other. If you say fight, he throw this one down many times. The smaller boy that is more powerful is little faith that is strong. This other boy who is always, they are always thrown to the ground, is little faith that is still weak. So little weak faith, that is disaster. So the faith can not just be little, but can be weak while it is little. And it can be strong while it is little. Consider the great faith now as two mature adults. One, they are the same height, the same age. This one has muscle. This one has no muscle. And you say fight, and he throws this one down. So many times, that is great faith that is strong This was great faith that is weak. Even though that faith is great, because it is weak, it cannot handle everything. Are you following now? So, your objective is not just to grow your faith in size, but to grow it in strength. I see growth happening to somebody. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loud most, amen. Lift your right and say, in the name of Jesus, tonight I receive faith that is growing. I receive the grace to grow my faith. I receive it now in Jesus' name. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. So, having said that, let us go to faith growth. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. It says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. So, faith moves. Faith is in levels. You can move from one faith level to another faith level, from faith to faith, from no faith to a measure of faith, to common faith, from there to weak faith, and from weak to great faith, and then move on to the master's level faith. So you can move from faith to faith. I am aware personally that I am not at the same level of faith now that I was 25 years ago at the beginning of the ministry. I'm not at all. And I'll tell you shortly. So faith grows. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and in verse 3 says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other abounded. So faith can grow exceedingly. Before the end of this year, there are people here you won't recognize yourself. In the same vein, faith that is lacking can be made complete. According to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10, that is, your faith is inadequate. Your faith is not strong enough. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and in verse 10, it said that I long to see you night and day, praying exceedingly, that we might see your face. So that we can perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Lacking in your faith. Now, conclusion. What do you do to grow your faith? Number one, increase in light. Increase in light. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. He was light, and the light was the light of man. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Somebody say a louder amen. That word is the same as light. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. If you can translate, if light equals word, then you can, it is equal to say, faith cometh by receiving and receiving and receiving the light of word. It comes by receiving and receiving and receiving the light of word. Little light will handle little darkness. Brighter light will handle bigger darkness. Mega light will handle mega darkness. Master light will master darkness. You understand? All of us here know that light is in degrees. There is candle light. There is lantern. There is tilly light. And then there is a fluorescent bulb, and then there is the hydro oxyacetylene, the one they use to cut metal. And then there is sunlight. They are all lights. But they are not able to handle the same measures of darkness. Out of John 3:16, people see different lights. There are some, the light they saw is candle level out of that passage. There are some out of that passage, what they saw is electric fluorescent bulb light. There are some, the light they saw is almost like sunlight out of that verse. And as the light of the man, so is the faith of the man. Am I communicating? That is how life is. Little light, little equals little faith. Great light equals great faith. Mega light equals mega faith. I'm telling you, light is in levels. I have seen passages before that I came and I saw the same passage. And I saw things in that passage I have not seen since I was born. I have read the Bible page to page many times. There are passages that people I have seen today that I have never seen since I was born. And it was in the Bible. Do you understand that? Please, don't ever be familiar with scripture. Don't be familiar with the word of God. Familiarity is the enemy of insight. They are new every morning, great is thy faithfulness. There are new things coming out of that scripture. Very new. And the moment you feed your spirit with light, you fatten your faith. You thicken your faith. You strengthen your faith. All of a sudden, your faith shifted levels. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. I know somebody is getting something here today. Is anybody being blessed as much as I am being blessed here tonight? If you are being blessed as much as I am being blessed, shout the loudest amen. Increase light is the increasing your eating to avoid malnutrition. No matter how hard you try, if you don't feed a child, there's something called failure to thrive that will happen to that child, along with maybe other organic, major organ diseases. So increase in light. Number two, continuous exercise. Muscle builders build muscle and become strong by exercise. Adeyedepo said he was in New York in winter some years ago, and he saw a man, muscle builder, whose hand is so much muscle that he can't bring his hand down like this. The hand stands like this permanently. Because between here and here is muscle. And it was winter. He was wearing singlet. Cold. And he was sweating. By virtue of exercise. That one, if you look at for his trouble, I say, sit down, my friend. And he pushes you small, you may not wake up. By virtue of strength. You know what exercise does? It increases muscle bulk and destroys useless mass. That fat that is in unnecessary places are dissolved. That is, and all truths are parallel. When you exercise your faith, yourself in the faith, you build your faith muscle and dissolve your doubt mass, worry and anxiety masses. You disappear them. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, he said, bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness, godlikeness, which includes the life of faith, is profitable unto all things. Exercising yourself in godliness is profitable unto all things. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14, all the way to verse 15. Neglect not the gift that is in you, which is was given by thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon this things. Give yourself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. What do we mean, exercise yourself in the faith? It means do what God says you should do according to his word and stay at it. Believe God enough to do what he says and stay at it. Do God's word, do God's will, and exercise yourself therein. If he said, in my name you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Lay hands on the sick in the name of Jesus Christ. If they have not recovered today, they may recover tomorrow. That you could not lift a particular weight today does not mean you cannot lift it tomorrow. You start lifting small weights, and then you keep on increasing the weight, and the time comes when the things you couldn't lift yesterday, you are now lifting them today because you are exercising yourself. When we began in the healing ministry, we are not seeing the results we are seeing today as at that time. But we exercise ourselves. Somebody asked Lester Sombra, if they brought 500 people to you and you pray for 500 people and none was healed, what will you do? He said, I will pray for number 501. They should bring him. That is called rugged exercise. You are just exercising yourself. Exercising yourself in the word. Exercising yourself in what God said. Exercising yourself in what God said. And you are building. In those days, I tell myself. I said, if I pray for somebody, whether I see an answer or I don't see an answer, both of them helps me. If I see an answer, I am sharpened. If I don't see an answer, I am provoked to go and search for answer. Both of them helps me. I saw the result. Next result, please. I didn't see the result. Devil, you are in trouble. I must see the result. Look at your neighbor, say, exercise yourself. I gave offering for a long time, tight, without seeing result. I was paying, giving tight. I think the devil purposely did it. Because he knew I would preach it. But I started practicing tight from the year of 1986. 35 years ago. From 30 naira pocket money in high institution. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? And stayed at it. Stayed at it. Stayed at it. And the exercise has overpaid. It's paid. Pay. Look at your neighbor. Say, exercise yourself. Say, exercise yourself. Say to somebody, say, exercise yourself in the faith. And that will lead me to the final point. Exercise. And finally, what is the final key? Increasing light. Number two, continuous exercise. And number three, faithfulness in action. Faithfulness. This point is intertwined with the last one. This is the aspect of keeping at it. Job's wife said, are you still following God with no result? Curse God and die. You say, I will not curse God. I should curse God and die. So you can't marry another husband. If you want, go and marry another husband. If that is what is you're interested in. But I will not curse God. If you are tired of me, go and marry. But for me, I won't curse. Even if he slay me. Are you not the one who sang that song? Even if he slay me, yet I will trust him in Job chapter 13 and in verse 15. I will not. Though he slay me, yet I will trust him. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time, I day. I am waiting and change is coming. Is there somebody who is waiting and you know your change is coming? Shout the loudest, amen. I decree, I announce, I prophesy that long awaited change is coming and is coming right now.
Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Just be faithful. Be faithful. Stay at it. Keep at it. Keep at it. Keep at it. I will read a passage and then say one thing and then we'll jump up. Luke chapter 16 verse 10. Luke 16 in verse 10 said, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Higher. He said, whatever level you found yourself, maximize it. Promotion comes with faithfulness. There was a time where only a particular kind of healing were seen. And once we're seeing that kind of healing, we remain faithful. When we attempted to pray for the blind or for this or that, there wasn't much of result. But when we prayed in this line, you have a pain or you have this or that, they are healed and mass. So we remain faithful with it while we kept on stretching ourselves in other directions. Then the time came when he said, okay, you have been faithful at this level of faith and level of result. I shift you higher. Somebody say amen. Faithfulness in action. Let me give you the final thing to note. That is still under faithfulness. You want your faith to go through the roof. Be reliable as a person. Faithfulness means reliability. One of the lessons I learned very early. If your word can count, God's word to you will count. If you don't doubt yourself, you won't doubt God. If you know how to keep your word, you don't have any reason to doubt God keeping his word. That is shift to the highest level of reliability of word. If you say you are coming, come. There are people who are even lying to God. At the place of prayer, they are telling God things if they know in their heart they will never do. And God says, who are you deceiving? How many of you have noticed that people who don't trust themselves don't trust people? It's okay. People who don't. When you see somebody suspecting everybody, there is something wrong with the person himself. He himself is a suspect.
One of my major problems in life, my wife is aware. You say you are a child, though. You believe everybody and believe everything. If somebody says, now I am coming from London, I don't have any reason to doubt. Until he proves himself otherwise. He said, my wife said, you are a child, though. You are a baby. You just believe everything. Because I believe God raw. And God made man in his image. I have seen people do things that make you feel like believing nobody. Yet it was not possible. Because that will kill faith. Am I communicating? Move yourself to a very... Let people know you for reliability of word. That you said it, you meant it, and you meant it, so you said it. After you have spoken, no need to swear. Let your speech be your oath. Stand up on your feet. After a man's word should be his oath. The Bible said, by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. Hebrews chapter 6 and in verse 17. He sealed it with an oath. God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of the promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. What is, and that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. What is the immutable thing? Number one is the word. I said it. And number two, God doesn't swear by anybody greater. By myself and by what I said, I confirm that it is done. If you have had unreliable character in time past or currently, it is an attack on your faith. And you have to go before God and rectify it. Your unreliability attacks your believability. It attacks your capacity to believe God, believe people, believe anything. Because right at the back of your mind, the person could be lying. I'm not sure if God means what he said. I think God must be partial. There are people God likes more than others. Hallelujah. Put these three things together. You carry money that is not your own. It's an attack on your eternity, your destiny, and your believability of God. You say something, you didn't mean it. You are talking, you know you are lying, but you are saying it. Saying it with all seriousness. Be reliable. You will move with some level of raw faith. Be reliable. Be reliable. Reliable. In terms of what you said, you meant, what you meant, you said. And you will be shocked at the level with which it will be easy for you to take God at his word. And you will be shocked at the kind of things you will see out of the world. And you will be shocked at the level of result you will experience in life. It's a new day for somebody. Hallelujah. Shout that hallelujah again. Hallelujah. Shout it louder. Shout it at the top of your voice. I say shout it at the top of your voice. Be upstanding. They gave Gehazi the rod to go and wake up a child. The rod had power before. It discharged the power. Short-circuited it. The power diverted. Elisha was shocked. This powerful rod, he gave it to the wrong man. Because his heart was full of deceit. Faith in Gehazi's heart, zero. Power, zero. Because faith is a twin of power. And Stephen, full of faith and power. That may be Acts 6, 7, thereabout. Full of faith and power. Faith is the twin of power. Faith was zero in Gehazi's heart. Power was zero. And Stephen, Acts 6, 8. Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders. Where you see faith, you see power. Where you see power, you see wonders. It's a new day. I want to release you tonight to go and manifest your faith. Go and grow your faith. Go and exercise your faith. And go and be reliable. On Sunday, we shall see diverse avenues of faith exercise. You know, there are you can work out in the gym, you can bike, you can swim, you can do several things. There are different faith workouts. That will take that faith from where it is to where it must be. One of it is to be permanently alert and consciously release the words that are continuously revelational. We're I was going to the gallery this afternoon, to the office here, the studio area, and I think there were some people in need of welfare, and then we had welfare rice and welfare beans and welfare ingredients that we administered during December. I have some in my office that I administered. And then my personal assistant said, the welfare things have finished. So I said, finish what? They don't finish. Things don't finish where we are. He said, sorry, sir. Sorry. I said, yes. He himself, no. But he mistaken. You see, that is, you are loaded with it to a point where even if they woke you up from the dream and they say something, finish, you say, how? You know, drunkards don't practice drunkenness. Nobody says, let me go and practice. Let me see, after I finish drinking today, this is how I will walk. Is there body? When I'm coming, I'll be staggering. No way. Provided it and all is inside. You must stagger. Staggering is inside the molecules. You understand? You said, okay, there is another one that is available. I said, all right. It doesn't finish. We can't finish it with our mouth, with our mentality. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Things don't finish near him. That is part of faith exercise. The week stands for that. Well, let me not go ahead of time. Sunday, you hear the balance. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice and let's appreciate him. Lift up your voice and lift up your hands. Appreciate him. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the I Am that I Am, the El Shaddai, Jehovah Rapha, Kamekadesh. Worship him, honor him, adore him. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we glorify you. Thank you because you are God. Thank you because you are Lord. Thank you because you are God. Thank you because you are worthy. Worthy of all praise. Worthy of all honor. Worthy of all adoration. In Jesus' precious name. Has somebody received any word today? All the young men lying to girls, you want to marry them? You are only attacking your destiny. He's just saying all manner of things. He means none of it. Where he has not been, where he has traveled. attacking your life, attacking your future, attacking your faith, attacking everything. It's not necessary. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive the grace. Now we're going to pray aggressively now. We're going to take 3 prayer points. Father, light to move my faith to the next level. Fresh light to move my faith to the next level. I make demands on fresh light. Are you ready for that? Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I receive fresh light for the movement of my faith to the next level. I receive fresh light for the movement of my faith to the next level. I receive fresh light now. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, lift your hands and your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I receive
the discipline
for the exercise
of my faith.
I receive the discipline for the exercise of my faith.
I receive the discipline
to exercise my faith.
I receive it now.
Open your mouth and pray. Discipline. Lift up your 2 hands and say, Father,
grace
for faithfulness.
For faithfulness.
Grace to be reliable.
To be reliable.
Grace
to be dependable.
Grace to be trustworthy.
I receive
that grace
now.
Open your mouth and pray. Thank you. In Jesus' precious name. Listen to this as we pray to take the communion. The Bible said, to the upright, you will show yourself upright. Psalm 18, verse 25. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. What God is saying is, anything you are to me, you will see that I am nothing to you. The reliable, you will see me over reliable. Be unreliable, you will never find my reliability manifested in your life. You remember the story of the little child crying wolf? Huh? He runs to his father and says, wolf, wolf, wolf is coming. And they went outside to look for the wolf. No wolf. He kept on doing that until one day he said, wolf, wolf, wolf. They say he's playing as usual. And the wolf came and devoured the child because he was not reliable. If you cannot, you are not reliable towards God, you are not reliable in life, how do you expect the reliability of God to manifest in the midst of disaster, for example? You are in the midst of life and death situation. How do you, with what audacity will you believe that God will answer you when you have been unreliable? So pray that prayer with passion. Grace to be reliable. Grace to be faithful. Grace to be dependable. I receive that grace. To be truthful. I receive that grace. Open your mouth and speak to God. Open your mouth and speak to God. Open your mouth and speak to God. In Jesus' name, Father, assist me to move to the next level of faith. Assist me, Lord, to move to the next level in faith. Will you do that? Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I ask
that you will assist me
to move
to the next level
in faith.
Assist me, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Lift your voice and speak to God. In Jesus' precious name, lift up your hands. Father, thank you for tonight. We give you the praise and the honor. Something broke in your life already. There is a breakthrough. There is a change of status. For somebody here tonight, it's like your matriculation into the world of power, into the realm of faith. Somebody here, it is your convocation from the realm you never wanted. That realm of frustration. Without any doubt, a new chapter in faith opens up tonight. And because every time faith is manifested, results are explode. Results will explode. I prophesy tonight, as your faith shifts gear, your result shifts gear. Unusual releases, unusual recoveries, unusual multiplications. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Say a louder amen. Remain standing while we welcome everyone to the front here tonight. You need to make your ways right with God. You want to be faithful and sincere with God to make your ways right with Jesus. You want today to mark a new day for you. Pick up your Bibles and pick up your bags and quickly step to the front here. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags, carry everything you need to carry and step to the front here. I'll give you the count of seven. One. Come make your ways right while the communion officers will step into the communion area to pick up the communion for distribution. Go ahead. Lord, I give you my heart. I live for you alone. Keep coming.
Oh Lord, every moment on my way.
Everybody sing, Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
I live for you alone.
Keep coming.
Every moment on my way.
Have your way, Lord. Everybody sing.
Stand on your chest and lift up the hands and pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Come into my life, Jesus. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you tonight. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. In the name of Jesus. A new day is upon you. In Jesus' name.